Good day and welcome to the Cegedim conference call regarding 2013 first quarter revenue. Please note that the slideshow of the presentation is available on the Cegedim Finance homepage, http://www.cegedim.com/finance. Today's conference is being recorded and will be available on the company website. This presentation will be followed by a question and answer session. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jan Erik Umirovsky, Cegedim Chief Investment Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We have just issued a press release a few minutes ago regarding our first quarter 2013 revenues. Please note that the full release of all the earnings regarding the first quarter 2013 revenue will be available on June 4th, and this will be followed also by a conference call. On this, I will only give you an update on the revenue base, and then in 1 month from now, we'll have a complete P&L and balance sheet discussion on that. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this presentation and conference call includes some forward-looking statements, so I would recommend you to read carefully the page two of this presentation. Thank you. Now on this presentation that is available on our website, I will move to page three of the presentation. It's a quick reminder of who we are and some information about the size. It's a company with 922 million euro of revenue, 154 million euro of EBITDA last year, a little more than 300 million euro of market cap. It's one-third of our revenue, and we are now rated B+ with stable outlook. The goal of Cegedim is to make healthcare business run simply and more efficiently. Now turning to page four and starting the presentation of the first quarter 2013 revenue. The main important thing is that on organic growth, we are flat or small increase, 0.1% increase. This is a mix of a decrease on organic growth by 3% on CRM and strategic data. This is 49% of the group revenue. An increase of 3.3% from healthcare professionals, still on organic growth. This is now one-third of the group revenue, and an increase of 3.9% from insurance and services, and this is 18% of the group revenue. We benefit from the fact that we have launched new product, and this will continue over this year. The profitability of the company will improve starting from the first quarter of this year, as you will be able to see it in the first quarter release in June. We're confident to meet our full year target that stated early this year. Now turning to page five. The revenue on a reported basis came down by 0.6%, and this is due to an organic growth of 0.1% at the group level. Roughly no impact from acquisition and disposal, so just a small impact, 0.1%, and a decrease of 0.9% due to the currency impact, and you can see the table on the right side of the slide. The main impact is coming from the yen that have decreased by 20% from last year. This have an impact of 1 million euro on our revenue, even if this represent only 2.3% of the group revenue. Then we have the U.K. and the dollar that have also have some negative impact on our revenue. This lead to total revenue for the first quarter of 212.9 million euro of revenue. Breakdown of revenue. The main important fact is now to see that the healthcare professional and insurance services represent more than 50% of the total revenue of the group. This is the two growing part of the company. Now moving sector by sector. I will move to page six on CRM and strategic data. Already mentioned, we have a decrease of 3% on organic growth. This is 49% of the group revenue. -3% from organic. Then we have done a disposal of the company called Pharmapost in April 2012. This is another decrease of revenue of 1.4% due to this disposal. and a negative currency impact of 1.4%, due mainly to the Japan, UK, and dollar, and this led to a decrease of 5.8% on a reported basis. So this means a revenue of 104.6 million euro for the first sector division. We still have growth in the emerging countries, so mainly China, Russia. This is still growing, and this is roughly 14% of the revenue of this sector, and we expect this to reach something like one-third of revenue of this sector over the next 5 years. The impact of patent expiration, patent cliff, and competition from generic drugs have been small. We have seen a small decrease of this impact, so it's a smaller impact on our revenue. And we have a stabilization in the number of our end user for our CRM solution, and still an increase from our one key database. And the market research remained difficult as in Q4 last year, so this difficulty remained in Q1 of this year. In terms of new products, we have launched our Mobile Intelligence 9, so it's a new product, new Mobile Intelligence version for Windows 8 Pro and Apple devices. This includes some multimedia possibility on the tablets, and the new contact center that gives the possibility to pharma company to follow and track customer by phones and email interaction. So it's a very powerful tools, and there will be other new products and services coming for this division over the next months. For healthcare professionals, on page 7, we have an increase of 3.3% on organic growth. This is one-third of the total revenue of the group. So organic plus 3.3, then we have done the acquisition of iSpeline in July 2012, so this is another 2.7% increase, and a small currency impact of minus 0.5%, mainly from the UK, and a small impact from also the US. On this sector, the main driver, the main growth came from the software for healthcare professionals, pharmacists, and doctors. And this is drawn by the development of performance-based solution for physicians. Sigilis continue to grow, and we have been very successful launching a new product for the French market that is Simply Vital, that give to the healthcare professionals the possibility to have the tablet, to have the scanner, and to have a reader of the medical count for patient. And this was very successful in France. It's a way of diversifying by being able to address also product for nurses. So the total revenue from this is on a reported basis plus 5.6%, coming to 71 million euro of revenue. Division 3 is insurance services, grow by 3.9% on organic growth. It's 18% of the group revenue. So roughly no impact from acquisition and disposal, and a very, very small impact from currency. So this lead to an increase on a reported basis by 3.8%, so 37.2 million euro of revenue. Lot of commercial success in this division that will lead to more revenue in the coming months. First, on insurance, we have signed with the French second largest insurance company in France. So this will start implementation in May. So this will translate in revenue mostly next year. For the SEPA system, the direct debit system, we have signed a contract with Harmony Mutual. And for electronic invoices, we have now Moneo using also our application. And for our payroll solution, SRH, we still have double-digit growth on this in the first quarter of this year. So a lot of commercial success, and growth continue on this, 3.8% on a reported basis for the first quarter of this year. So this is the mostly part for the revenue. Now turning to page 9. We have done a new bond of 300 million euro for the maturity of 7 years, so 2020, with a coupon of 6.75%, rated single B plus, with a standard high yield insurance-based covenants. The proceeds of this new issue done in March have been to do a tender offer for the existing 2015 bonds. Now we just have 168.6 million euro remaining for the bond 2015. We have repaid completely the term loan, 140 million euro, and we have also repaid the drawn part of the revolver facility. Now the revolver is completely undrawn but still in place. Turning to page 10, you see that all the debt are at the parent company level, that 58% of the debt now is a bond of 2020, one-third is the bond 2015, and 9% is the shareholder loan that is still in place. Following our covenant reset in October, we have put by S&P to a single B stable outlook. In March, we moved to a positive credit watch, and then in April 26, we've been upgraded to single B plus stable outlook. In page 11, you see the maturity profile before and after this refinancing, and you see down that we have no more any amortization of this 40 million euro of the term loan because there are no longer any term loan in place, that we have reimbursed all the drawn part of the revolver, but the revolver is still in place with the maturity in 2016, June 2016, and a small amount to be reimbursed in 2015. You can find on our website, on the financial part of the website, the debt financial section, with a lot of pages, with a lot of information in our debt structure and information about these new bonds and the old bonds. On page 12, the main goal for 2013 is an increase on our margin. The focus is really to increase the margin at the group level. This will translate in 2013 by an increase of revenue for the full year of around 2%. 2% came from stable increase of revenue at CRM and Strategic Data, and then around 5% increase on Healthcare Professional and Insurance and Services division. Our goal is really to manage our margin. This will translate also by an increase of 50 basis points on our operating margin from recurring operation. On page 13, it's just to see that we still have significant growth opportunities in each division. In CRM and Strategic Data, it's mainly a lot of new products related to the one key database like compliance, digital offer, social website, emerging country. Healthcare Professional, it's really on interconnectivity between doctors and pharmaceutical company, but also doctors and payers. All the things related to the best practice put in place. Insurance Services, it's more on payment integrity and connection between Healthcare Professional and payers. On page 14, just to remind you that in June 4th, we'll release the Q1 results. On the same day, you will find after market close, of course, the interim financial report, including the management discussion, management report for the first quarter. This will be on our website and followed also by a conference call. Then on the appendix, you will find some information about organic growth calculation, revenue by quarter, seasonality on our business, some midterm financial goals, the financial agenda for the full year, and how we can contact us if you want more information. The main thing to remember is an improvement in our revenue with flat organic growth for the first quarter, and this will translate by an increase on the profit for the full year, but also in the first quarter of this year. Thank you very much. Now I'm ready to take any questions. Operator, you can open the Q&A session now.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. Once more, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our first question from Michael Shane of Gilbert Dupont. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. Thanks for taking my questions. First First of all, if we limit our scope to the CRM2 sales, can we say the growth in emerging countries are compensate the decrease in developed countries on a quarter-on-quarter basis? That's my first question. Second question, can we have more detail regarding one key, and more specifically the growth on the Q1, and how do you see the rest of the year? Third and last question, can we have an update on your European compliance business? Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the question. It's very precise, and we are always not giving this level of details, as you know. I will give you some cue about this. So on CRM, it's maybe too early to say that the emerging country is compensating the decrease from mature country, but we're moving closer to see this compensation over the next quarter or May. But at this time, we still have a higher decrease from mature countries that not completely compensated by an increase from emerging one. But this is the gap between these two, it's smaller than in the past. So it's encouraging for us, and we're still seeing strong growth in emerging countries. The one key database continue to grow at roughly the same rate as last year, so it's a small single-digit growth coming from emerging country, from mature country, but also from new products that we deliver and that use more our one key database solution, for example, like compliance. When you buy our compliance solution, you also need to buy our one key database. So this increases the usage of the one key database, and now we charge per usage of the database. So this is the way of increased revenue. On the compliance, it's still developing well in US as the new regulation asks pharma company to start collecting information in August this year and to make them public starting next year, but the collection period starts this year, so they already in August, so they already need to have our solution. In Europe, we still have a lot of interest from pharma companies, so nothing changed roughly from compared to end of last year. There's still expectation that this will come in Europe. What we're seeing is that more and more pharma companies interested by our solution and looking for a global European provider and not just someone providing this in France and someone else in UK and someone else in Germany, etc. So it's really looking on a pan-European provider of the solution. And I think we'll see more news on this on the second half of this year, mostly in UK and France.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no questions in the queue at this time. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. There are no further questions at this time.
So, thank you for attending this presentation. I would just want to remind you that our first quarter earnings will be available in June 4th, so this will be the next conf call, and you will see the interim report at this moment. And you will see at this time also that our profit have already increased in the first quarter of this year. So if I want to summarize, I will say stable organic growth in this quarter. Focus really it's on profitability. You will see improvements there quickly. And the target is still to have a full-year increase of revenue of 2% and a 50 basis point on EBIT margin. Thank you and have a nice evening.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.